That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, I guess I might as well talk about the weather. Everybody else does. Of course, it's no news to you that summertime is really here. If you couldn't tell by the temperature observation, you could surely tell by the menus in your favorite restaurant. Yes, hot weather makes a big change in our eating habits. And that is exactly why summertime is no time to neglect your Alka-Seltzer supply. Hot weather sometimes tends so into unwise mixtures of rich, cold foods and chilled drinks. And the result is that very unpleasant distress known as acid indigestion. But you know, Alka-Seltzer offers fast and effective relief from such summertime stomach upsets. Just try an Alka-Seltzer the next time you're uncomfortable after eating. You'll see how fast Alka-Seltzer can comfort your stomach and bring you the relief you want in a hurry. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer today. Buy two packages instead of one, so you'll always have plenty on hand. An extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Abner received a letter stating he had been willed $100,000 by a man he had never heard of before. The old fellow is bewildered by the news and still can't believe it's true. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, we won't keep you long. You can just run over for a few minutes, Dick. All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
Is he coming over?
Yes, said he'd run by for just a minute.
Well, I just hope you ain't doing the wrong thing but telling him about this, Abner. If it's me, I'd never do it, I know that.
Oh, Dick ain't gonna say nothing about it.
No, but that letter says emphatics that nobody but you's supposed to know anything about it.
Well, you know about it.
Yeah, but I couldn't help it. If it hadn't been for me, you'd have thrown the letter away. You thought it was just a circular or advertisement.
I still believe there's a catch to it, Summers.
Well, no, there ain't no catch to it.
Oh, yeah.
Here, somebody's trying to give you $100,000 and you ain't got sense enough to realize it.
Yeah, Lum, but I know how them things turn out. They'll have me selling postcards or garden seed or something. Now, you wait and see.
It ain't no kind of a contest.
Well, that letter sounds all mixed up. Can't get it straight in my head. That's the reason I want to get Dick to explain it to me.
Well, I explained it to you.
That's another reason I want him to explain it.
Huh?
All I know is I just can't understand it.
But all it is, Abner, this law firm's just letting you know that you fell heir to some money.
Can't now stop right there. Why would that Mr. Donnelly leave money to me? I ain't even never heard of him before.
Well, the letter explains that. He was the president of the Donnelly Seed Company. Instead of leaving all of his money to his relays, he decided to leave $100,000 to 10 different people. Customers of his seed company. Just picked at ransom.
Yeah, but how did he know my name?
He never.
Huh?
The letter says he just picked out these 10 customers by the number of their order that they'd mailed in for seed. And it so happened that the number of your order was one of the lucky ones. You said yourself you recollect ordering seed from them.
Well, yeah, I do. Used to every spring. And they had good seed, too. They just might not hit the ground a-growing.
Well, one of the orders that you sent in... Wait a minute, there's Dick now. Maybe he can explain it to you.
Well, I hope so. It's got me some mixed up. I don't know what I'm doing, Harley.
Well, you ought to be tickled to death over it or have your head examined one. This is the luckiest thing I ever heard of, and you just sit there like nothing happened.
Well, I still don't believe it. Yeah, come on in, Dick.
Yeah, come on back, Dick.
Yeah, by Jack, this is a scorcher, isn't it?
Yeah. According to the almanac, we're going to have some weather in the next few days.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it. How's this day? Well, what you want to talk to me about, Abner? It's so important.
Why, well, sit down, Dick. I want you to read this letter I got yesterday and see what you can make out of it.
Well, I'll be glad to help all I can. What's it about?
Why, the whole thing is somebody wants to give him $100,000, Dick, and he ain't got sense enough to know it.
Give him $100,000?
That's what it says in black and ink.
Go ahead, Dick, and read it.
Yeah, all right. Wayne Mayfield and Wayne, attorneys at law, St. Louis, Missouri.
That's the lawyers that's handling it for him.
Yeah, dear Mr. Peabody, this is to notify you that under the terms of the will of the late Franklin M. Donnelly, you have been named one of the beneficiaries and will receive $100,000 subject to the following terms, provisions, and restrictions. Well, what do you know about that? When did you get this, Abner?
Yesterday.
Yeah, he started to throw it in the stove. Thought it was a circular. Go ahead and read the rest of it.
The late Mr. Donnelly was president and founder of the Donnelly Seed Company of St. Louis, Missouri. Well, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and Abner says he's bought seed from them, all right.
Let's see. He was grateful to the customers and employees who had helped to make his business a success, and typical of his generous nature, left a substantial fortune to them. He has his own unique method of designating how the money should be distributed. selecting at random 10 orders which had been received over a period of the past 30 years, it was his wish that they should receive $100,000 each. Your mail order, number 17868, dated March 16, 1918, was one of the numbers he selected, and you are to receive the above specified amount, providing you qualify under the terms of his restrictions. You will fill out the enclosed blank and mail to us at once.
Yeah, here's the blank right here.
Yeah, let me see it, man.
Just wants proof that he's alive and that he's married.
Well, both of them, I know. Or leastways, I know I'm married.
Well, why don't you fill this out and send it in, Abner?
Is that all I have to do?
That's all you have to do now. They say on down further in the letter there, Dick, that when they receive this blank here, they'll send him further instructions. Something else he's got to do, I reckon.
That's when I get the blue end to sell.
Oh, Abner.
Well, I guess they'll want some kind of positive proof that you're the same Abner Peabody mailed in this order.
That's just what I told him. Yeah. Abner thinks it's some kind of a contest or something where you'll have to sell so many packages feed or find so many faces in a picture or one of them things.
Or separate them dead blame Shetland ponies. I never could do that.
No, I don't think it's anything like that, Abner. It sounds absolutely legitimate to me. Probably some eccentric old man who just decided to leave his money that way, and you happen to be one of the lucky ones. $100,000.
Yeah, and look at him. Makes me so mad. He just sits there and blinks his eyes just as unconcerned as if nothing had happened.
I just can't believe it. I know I'm going to wake up in a minute and find out I've been dreaming and be disappointed to death.
Well, you ain't dreaming. I keep telling you that.
If I am, I'll never forgive me.
Well, you're not, Abner. And if I was you, I'd send this thing in by air mail special delivery right today.
I've been trying to get him to mail it all day.
Well, there's nothing to it, Abner. All you've got to do is prove that you're alive and married. And I notice it has to be sworn to for Notary Public here, too.
Well, I can handle that part of it for him.
Well, go ahead and fill it out and mail it then. But now, if I get a bunch of garden seed down here, you fellas have got to help me sell them.
Oh, me, I wish you'd get that garden seed out of your head.
Well, here, I got to be getting on back over the store, fellas.
Well, much obliged for coming over, Dig. I appreciate your help.
Oh, don't mention it, Lon. I'm glad to hear the good news, too, Abner.
Yeah, but for goodness sake, don't say nothing about it, Dig.
No, it says right in the letter there it must be kept secret. Nobody's supposed to know anything about it but Abner.
Well, don't worry. I won't say a thing about it.
Yeah, so long, Dig.
So long. Get that letter off just as soon as you can, Abner.
Yeah, I will. So long.
Now, you see there, I told you it weren't no joke. You just ain't got sense enough to know when you're well off.
Well, I just want to get Dick's opinion about it, Mom. Let's go ahead, fill the thing out, get it off this afternoon. Let's see now. I've got to prove I'm alive and married. How do I prove I'm alive?
Now, that's going to be a little hard.
I could send him a picture myself, I guess.
No, I don't think that'd prove it.
Well, I got one picture of me getting in Ezra C. Strunk's car on my way to the annual Cherry Hill picnic. Now, if I was dead, I surely wouldn't want to be going to a picnic, would I?
Yeah, but that was taken a couple of years ago. You might have died since then.
I don't think so.
No, I don't believe a picture would help none at all. I think the best thing to do is just sign your name where you're supposed to on this blank here. That'll prove you're alive.
No, it won't. I could have did it before I died.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
I believe I could.
Well, here, just put the date on it. That'll get around that.
Yeah.
Now, about proving you're married.
Now, right there is where I could use a picture of me. Body'd take one look at me and know I'm married.
Well, they might just think you led a hard life or had a bad accident.
I did. I got married.
Well, here, this is simple enough. All you got to do is send them your marriage license.
Why, sure.
You still got it, ain't you?
Oh, I reckon so. I don't know where it's at, but surely Elizabeth tucked it away somewhere after she bought it. I better call her up and ask her about that right now, Lon.
Recollect now, you can't tell her what this is all about. It's supposed to be a secret, you know.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to tell her nothing. I'll just ask her where the marriage license is at. That's easy enough. All I'll have to do is just say, Elizabeth, or wait a minute. Hello? Elizabeth? Yeah, this is your man. Abner. Well, honey, I just... Oh, well, I'm sorrowful I drug you away from your soap making, but this is kind of important.
Always making soap.
Well, now, just hold your horses, and I'll tell you.
You ought to try using some of it sometime.
Yes, but honey, do you know where our marriage license is at? Well, I just want to know, because, well, I just like to know where it's at, that's all. Well, cause it means so much to me. Why, it does, too. I ain't trying to make fun of our marriage, Elizabeth. I ain't no sitch of a thing. Now, look, Elizabeth. Yeah, but Elizabeth, honey. Oh, me. Now she's blubbering.
puddle up and cry over the least little thing. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just ask her where it's at, huh?
Well, now, Elizabeth, that ain't true at all. Why, Elizabeth Bullion Peabody, my love for you ain't growed no shabbier than it was the day I married you. Oh, no, no, now, wait, I never meant that exactly. Huh? What other woman? Now, listen here, Elizabeth. Do what? Now, wait a minute, honey, you... Hello? Oh, my. Well, there goes $100,000.
Huh?
Elizabeth's gonna divorce me.
Oh, what a horrible thought, especially at a time like this. Will Abner be able to change Elizabeth's mind? Will he inherit the money? And can he prove he's alive?